You had a big 2-0 day here. You're 5-0 through your league and a good start to the season. How would you describe maybe your play today here against Scott, City, and Holcomb?
You know, today I think we started out a little slow in our early game, but, you know, they seem to find a way to come together in the end and get the job done when they need to. And then in our game there against Holcomb that we just finished, I thought we came out strong, looked strong, you know, still making a few mistakes that we can control, but, you know, all in all, they're really pulling together and getting this figured out.
It seems like you got stronger in your second set in the first match against you, Scott City there. You were down 13-5, and you kind of go on a 20-4, 20-5 run into match there, and that's pretty impressive, be down 8 and all of a sudden find yourself up big in the end.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we've really been trying to focus on is not getting down on ourselves when we do get behind. Because, you know, we're getting ready this weekend. We are headed to Andover for a big tournament. It's all 4, 5, and 6A schools. And, you know, I keep telling them, we've got to be able to perform whether we're ahead, whether we're behind. You know, you got to be able to get the job done from anywhere and not get discouraged. And we did a really good job of that fighting back in that second set.
You're 22-1 right now after today, and you mentioned the big tournament at Andover. Is this probably the perfect time in the season to go to a tournament where there's going to be the 4A, 5A, and 6A and teams that are pretty good and ranked in the classes?
Yeah, that's, you know, we got into this tournament. This will be our third year going to it, and I think it does. It falls right at the perfect time. We've got a lot of games under our belt at this point in the season, but it gives us a really good look at what we're looking at for postseason. You know, Rose Hill's going to be at this tournament and, you know, defending state champions, and, you know, we want to go see how we stack up against them. Not sure if we'll meet up with them or not. They're in the other pool, but, you know, it's a good place for us to be, to see that kind of ball go back east and see what they're doing back there, because we don't get to see a lot of other 4A schools during the school year, so...
And I understand you have a little bit of history. Rose Hill, I think, was the state tournament last year. You played them, didn't you?
Yes, we met up with them in the semifinals last year. And, you know, I think it was one of those things where we, every once in a while, we were doing some really good things against them. We just couldn't stack enough together, you know, to get on a roll against them. And they have some outstanding athletes there. You know, Gracie Vendrile is... she's a heck of an athlete, and, you know, as a returner, she's a senior this year, and so it's going to be fun. You know, we're really hoping to come out one of the top two teams in our pool this weekend so we can meet up with them and just kind of see how we match up and get a kind of a look into the end of this month, I guess, in October, so.